Late Night Mysteries listeners. Thank you for tuning in to today's Late Night Mysteries episode. This is a two-part episode of two different listeners' tales of their strange encounters in Dover Road, Singapore, long before its neighborhood HDB flats were demolished. Today's show is about a listener who encountered a mysterious presence as she was walking home alone one night. The fact that it was on a quiet night and in a desolate neighborhood added to the terrible feeling of fright she experienced and had haunted her ever since. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries.
Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
The night was pitch black, and a heavy rainstorm had just passed through Singapore, leaving the air thick with humidity. I had been working late at the office, and now, as I trudged through the darkened streets of a quiet Dover Road HDB neighborhood, all I wanted was to get back home to the comfort of my flat. Little did I know that this journey would become a harrowing experience I would never forget. As I walked along the narrow footpath, the eerie silence of the neighborhood was only interrupted by the distant rumble of thunder. The streetlights cast long, distorted shadows on the wet pavement, and the buildings loomed ominously in the darkness. My footsteps echoed through the empty streets, amplifying my sense of isolation. I was nearing a particularly desolate stretch of the road when I noticed a figure up ahead. It was a figure dressed in a tattered white gown. It seemed out of place in this quiet neighborhood, and its appearance sent shivers down my spine. Its long, disheveled hair obscured its face as it stood motionless in the dim light. I quickened my pace, hoping to pass it without incident. But as I drew closer, I couldn't help but steal a furtive glance in its direction. That's when I saw it. Its eyes, they were completely devoid of light, an empty void that sent me a chill. I immediately averted my gaze, my heart pounding in my chest. With each step I took, I could feel its presence growing stronger, as if it drew nearer to me without moving. The hairs on the back of my neck stood on end, and a sense of dread washed over me. I couldn't shake the feeling that something was terribly wrong. I fumbled for my phone, my trembling fingers struggling to unlock it. I needed to call for help, to get someone on the line who could assure me that I was imagining things. But as I dialed my friend's contact, my heart sank when I realized that there was no signal. It was as if the very air around me had become thick and suffocating, cutting me off from the outside world. I picked up my pace, my footsteps now frantic in the silent night. A figure in the white gown was still behind me, and I could sense its malevolent presence growing stronger with each passing moment. I dared not look back again, because I knew I would make contact with its eyes again. Those empty, soulless eyes. As I turned the corner onto a dimly lit alley, a flickering streetlight ahead revealed a rusty playground long forgotten by the children of the neighborhood, which was near block 35. The swings creaked in the wind and seemed to move on its own as if beckoning me closer. I knew I had to keep moving, but my legs felt heavy as if they were encased in cement. And then I heard the soft, mournful sound of a lullaby. It seemed to emanate from the playground itself, a haunting melody that sent shivers down my spine. I strained my eyes in the darkness, trying to locate the source of the eerie music. And that's when I saw that eerie figure in the white gown standing by the swings again. Its hair now hung in wet tendrils around its face, and its eyes were fixed on me with a malevolent intensity. It continued to sing the haunting lullaby, a tune I had never heard before. Its voice was a chilling whisper in the night, but the most horrifying thing about all this was the fact that its mouth never moved. But what shocked me was when I heard an eerie voice with its soft giggle saying, "Are you going home alone? Want me to accompany you?" I stumbled back, my heart pounding in my chest. I needed to get away from this place, from this apparition that seemed determined to haunt my every step. I turned and ran, my feet splashing through puddles as I sprinted through the rain-soaked streets. But I couldn't escape its presence, no matter how fast or far I ran. It was always there behind me, its haunting lullaby echoing in my ears. I was trapped in a nightmare, and there was no way out. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, I reached the safety of my flat on the second floor. Fortunately for me, I would not need to take a lift. I stumbled inside my flat, my breath ragged, and slammed the door shut behind me. I locked every bolt, every latch, and every chain, desperate to keep whatever malevolent force had pursued me outside. As I collapsed onto my couch, drenched and trembling, I realized that I would never be the same again. I had encountered something otherworldly that night. Something beyond explanation or understanding. And though I had made it back home, I knew that the memory of the eerie figure in the white gown with its empty eyes and haunting lullaby would haunt me for the rest of my days.
Some would dismiss the listener's experience as a figment of her own imagination. What with living in a quiet neighborhood where there was practically no activity going on in the common areas, it's as lonely as you can get. Worse, if you're feeling as if you're trapped in a time warp where you feel that the frightening encounter would last for a long time. Mysterious encounters aside, we know that dangerous things can happen to us if we choose to walk alone in the dead of night. So, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.